Welcome to the Family Alpha Podcast, a place where men, families, and the truth have a voice. The information shared on this podcast is meant to be applied. Now, here's your host, Zach Small, founder of thefamilyalpha.com and co-founder of thefraternityofexcellence.com. Let's get to work.
Welcome back to another episode on the Family Alpha Podcast. I am your host, Zachary Small. And today, before we dive into the topic, which is what do you want to be when you grow up, I'd ask that you like, rate, share, review, whatever this podcast. I realize that I don't really ask for that. I've been trying to ask for it more frequently because it does boost you in the algorithm of SoundCloud or iTunes or whatever you're listening on. So if you could do that, do it. I hope you've been enjoying it. I'm on day 19 of my 31-day challenge, so I've released 19 podcasts in a row. This is number 19 for The Family Alpha. I think episode, it's 143 maybe. So that's really cool, closing on that big 150 mark. But it's been a good time. I enjoy podcasting. I enjoy doing this. If you're finding value in it, then share it with those who you think could also hear it. You know, if you found something of value, I had somebody message me today. They listened to my podcast where I spoke about how I lost my mother to suicide right after I turned 6 years old. And I shared a little bit of my story, some of my trials and tribulations I went through, you know, all these things. And he's like, hey, man, that was really cool that you shared that. And honestly, I hadn't really thought about that podcast in a while. So it was cool to hear that the words are reaching people who want to hear it, who need to hear it, and who are benefiting. So if you enjoy what it is you're hearing, spread the good word. Don't be selfish. And help boost those rankings, which is awesome. So let's get back to today's topic, which is what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, when you hear that, it's my assumption that you think of a child. You know, like that's what you ask kids. What do you want to be when you grow up? And they have to pick something. My son wants to be a baseball player. My daughter changes every year. She wants to be an artist. She wants to be a real estate agent. She wants to be a teacher. She wants to work with animals. A lot of, you know, really girly things. You know, she has no set thing. My son, from birth, I want to play baseball. And that's his thing. Although 1 year he did say, well, if I don't play baseball, I want to be a commentator. But I'll do that after I play baseball. So never mind. I just want to play baseball. That's the closest we got to getting him to pick something else. But I'm asking you, because I think it's time we sit back and reflect on our lives as we age. So I'm 33 years old. You know, some people listening to this are older, some are younger. But if you're in a job, you know, maybe even working that job for a few years, that shouldn't be your final form. Unless you're one of those people who you knew what you wanted to do, you know, and you're in that spot. You love running a nuclear reactor, or you love, you know, being a teacher, something like that. Sure. That's awesome. Like, stick with that. That's what you want to be when you grow up, and you're going to keep being it, and you're going to crush it until the end of your days. That's wicked cool. You know, I did not find myself in that position. Maybe someday I will. You know, maybe this is it. Maybe I'll just podcast till I'm super old, and you'll be listening to me like one of those old-time radio dudes. But when it comes to a majority, I would say, I'm going to go on a limb and say a majority of people, they don't know exactly what it is they want to do, and they're sort of just doing what's there. Currently, they're just kind of doing their job and it pays the bills and there's maybe opportunities for advancement. So they're not really thinking about like, what's the next step or what else could I be doing? They're not really polishing that resume. They're not applying anywhere because they have a routine, you know, and that's what happens, especially with families. You know, once you get the family locked in, maybe you have a kid. Well, now you've got to pay your phone bills. Well, now you have two cars. You got to pay for those. Well, you've got this nice house that you got. You got to pay for that. You can't really just up and leave at that point. You know, especially if you bought a house. I mean, you're going to buy a house and sell it the same year? Unless they're, I mean, maybe in recent times with the way the market's been, for sure. I've been talking to Jackie and it's been nuts. But let's say you buy that house, you get the cars, you have the family. What really can you do? You've sort of locked yourself into that proximity. The problem I'm seeing there is that you just stop chasing anything else. Like, you just stop looking. You don't view it as like, all right, this is my five-year plan. We'll stay in this house for 5 years. We'll run this family this way for 5 years, you know, and then we'll go on to the next adventure. And I realized, especially when I left the Navy, I would start getting antsy. After I sit around for 1 to 2 years, you know, when I left the military, we moved out of the condo. I think it was 1 year after I got home. And then we've been in this house for 5 years and I'm getting that itch. Like, I want to go do something else. I want to go explore. I want to go on the next adventure, you know, and It was Jackie who's kind of like, yeah, I'm kind of feeling that too. I was like, all right, cool. Now that's a little different than what do you want to be when you grow up, but keep that in mind. You know, let that sit in the back of your burner while we talk about this, because your job does not define you. And I've recorded the podcast on that. I actually had Jackie on that podcast where we talked about your job is not who you are. And if you're working a job, that's just a job. It's just paying your bills. Why are you not continuing to chase to that thing that actually satisfies that itch inside of your soul? Why have you stopped chasing any sort of adventure? Why have you gotten so comfortable? And is that the life path you want? Because if it is, then disregard the message. I'm hammering something home that's just not going to be received because you're where you want to be. And if so, okay. I think a lot of people, though, especially from the messages I receive, have that calling. They're like, I want more than just sitting in suburb America or the same state or the same town. You know, I want to go do and see and be more than just this. So this podcast is meant to sort of start that conversation going again. Now, I'm not saying let's start a fight with your wife because you're going to up and pack everything and we're moving out, babe. We're going north or we're going south or west or whatever. You know, you don't have to be some crazy pioneer. But I do want you to step back and look at your life and understand you have one life. Is this what you want to be doing with it? And if it's not, why not start taking moves or taking actions now to help you move to that next level? Why not start saving some money and maybe selling a vehicle, maybe getting rid of your cable subscription, you know, getting rid of something that you currently have in anticipation or in, you know, to gain momentum towards that next thing. So if once a month you're spending $200 on whatever and you get rid of it, well, now you have $200 a month to put towards that goal. Maybe it's the new job. Maybe it's getting your pilot's license. Maybe it's freaking moving out west, you know, going to a mountain, whatever. You know, whatever it is for you, why not start taking actions to make that come to fruition? And it goes the same with the job. What do you want to be when you grow up? You know, I'm 33. And when I was a kid, I never thought I'd be where I am. And if you ask me now, like, what's next? I don't know. I'll be doing something. Maybe someday I'll be a college professor. That'd be cool. Maybe I'll work at a library. You know, maybe I'll just be an author. I'll just sit and I'll write. I don't know where I'm going. I'm happy with where I'm at, though. So there's no real itch or driving force. I do want to move. You know, I've made that very clear. I want more land. I want more to do. I want to be able to open a door and just let my dogs run and not worry about any cars going by. I want my kids to be able to go out there and we can shoot and not worry about anything else on our land or a neighbor's house getting shot out, you know? I want my son to be able to swing, hit a baseball, and not be able to hit it out of our yard. You know, and he's getting pretty good, so that needs to be a big yard. It's all these things that I want that I'm working towards. So we are saving money. We're not buying things that we want. We're making moves financially to position ourselves to moving. You know, we're most likely going north, but we'll see where it takes us. So I am taking those actions to go on that next journey. But the guys that message me, a lot of them, that repeat is, I'm stuck. I'm stuck in life. And you don't have to be. You know, you have to give yourself permission to go, though. Do it smartly. There are several men inside the Fraternity of Excellence who have taken on new jobs. They've totally changed careers. Many of them started working for themselves. You know, they became location independent. So as long as they have Wi-Fi, they can work. And these are men with families. I'm not talking about single dudes, you know, living in an Airbnb or bouncing from couch to couch. I'm talking about men with families, men with wives and children. They're doing this too. There's no excuse. You can't say, well, because I'm a dad now or because I'm a husband now, the adventure ends. Because once the adventure ends, the attraction ends inside that relationship. You're going to see children who respect you less and a wife who's no longer attracted to you because the man that you were, the man who had that fire in his spirit, he's gone. He neutered himself. He's like, oh, this is it. I slayed my dragons and now I relax. You got to pick up that shield. You got to pick up that sword. You got to keep going, man. There are dragons out there. Go slay. Go do something. Go on adventure. Have stories. You know, if you don't like where you are, move. If you've spent all your time in a city and you don't have a yard and you don't have a job you enjoy and all you want to do is get out and start a farm, figure out how to do that, man. Like, seriously. You're going to die soon enough and you're going to lose the opportunity. That window is closing. You know, after a certain amount of time, I mean, you're going to do it when you're 80? When your body's starting to fail? When you no longer have the stamina and strength required to maintain a facility of that size? You're going to go buy your compound at 90 years old and enjoy it for 10 years? Like, what the hell are you waiting for? What a tragedy it would be for you to not live out this life. Spend your time where you are. Enjoy the time with where you are. But work to go somewhere. What do you want to be? What do you want to do? Really, look at your life. Where are you and where are you headed? And do you like where you're headed? And if not, when are you going to change? When are you going to say enough is enough? It's time for me to change my actions and time for me to change my approach to this. I'm going to die without ever having fully lived. It's not enough to simply exist. You need to ask yourself, what do I want to be when I grow up? And then you need to put yourself in motion towards achieving that goal. This is your reminder, and I certainly hope it hit home. It doesn't have to be the longest podcast. I didn't need a guest for this one. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to your soul in this. I need you to truly ask yourself, where am I? Where do I want to be? And if they're not aligning, it's time for you to start changing your actions and behaviors, changing what it is you default to, so you can start getting yourself in motion towards living that life. And then you can look back with a smile in your deathbed and say, yeah, I lived hard. And then it's over. And you leave that legacy for your family to follow, for them to live hard, for them to chase goals and chase dreams and make something of themselves. And instead of trying to build somebody else's empire, you build your own kingdom. You can do all of that. You can start today. This has been another episode on the Family Alpha Podcast.
Thanks for listening. You can join our private men's only community at thefraternityofexcellence.com. And don't forget to find Zach on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @ZachSmall_.